I'm Andrew Green with this edition of Flick Pick. This past weekend, I watched Double Down on DVD. I obtained it from Netflix, and this movie is special. Okay, Double Down is a film that has become a cult favorite since it found its way onto Netflix. It's written and directed by its star, Neil Breen. Neil Breen is an architect and realtor who rose to infamy when people started passing around DVDs of his self-financed movies. Let's just say that he's been lumped in with the likes of such filmmakers as Ed Wood, Tommy Wiseau, and Uwe Boll. In other words, his movies are not good. And so I wanted to talk about Double Down, not so much to review it, but to convince you to seek it out and also make sure that you know it's out there. So, Double Down may be the most famous of Neil's works. In this little opus, Neil plays a former government agent who now works freelance for all kinds of nations, doing their high-tech bidding. There's voiceover from Neil in this film in which he repeatedly tells us about his skills and that he cannot be stopped. If the government wants him dead, he says they'll suffer serious consequences. So this guy, the character's name is Aaron Brand, roams the desert, sometimes on foot and sometimes in his car, boasting of his technical prowess over and over again in the voiceover. He tells us he controls all of the government satellites and computer systems. He can hack anything. He's the world's top tech expert. He carries around a stash of laptops in his car, which he uses to manipulate government and corporate computer systems remotely. He climbs around on rocks listening to his own voiceover, and occasionally he has hallucinations. We also learn that Aaron once had a fiance who he loved, but his enemies had her killed, so now he has nothing. One day, Aaron is asked to carry out some kind of an attack on Las Vegas, and he agrees to do it. Now, I'm not entirely certain about this, but I think it was supposed to be an EMP attack, so I'll just say that for the rest of the review, but it could have been biological, too. So there you go. This guy is a terrorist. In fact, in one of his endless voiceovers, Aaron tells us he's also planted biological bombs in several major cities. They'll go off if he doesn't remotely send them a code every few days. That's his insurance policy to keep the government from killing him. We also learn that Aaron was once a high-level military guy. I guess he must have been a spy. He tells us he's devoted his life to his country in one sentence, and then in the next he tells us he's a terrorist. Anyway, there are long abstract sections of Double Down when Aaron ponders the very nature of his existence throughout desert wandering. These scenes are virtually incomprehensible. Eventually, Neil does call off his planned EMP attack on Las Vegas at the last minute, ending the film by asserting to us that he's shown whose side he's really on, the side of the American people. Okay, so as mentioned, Double Down is a special film. It's certainly not a good film. In fact, it's a contender for the title of worst film of all time, and I'm not saying that lightly, but it certainly is a special film. Double Down is basically just Neil Breen wandering around the desert and spending a few scenes in Las Vegas. We get the impression that Neil Breen, the real guy, may be some kind of conspiracy nut and or prepper from the film. What exactly his political message is here is not clear, but taking a trip into the mind of Neil Breen in Double Down is a journey that you'll never forget. This guy's a bit unusual. His monotone voice acting and expressionless line delivery are also a thing to behold. In fact, all of the performances in Double Down are just as amateurish. And the production values of this film are the kind of thing you can laugh about with your friends while watching it. For example, there's one scene featuring a guy in a fake beard, and I had to exclaim out loud, "Oh, come on," when I was watching it. The beard looks like it's made of plastic and bought at a discount Halloween store. It's hilarious. Curiously, we also get a lot of drone shots in this movie, which I at least have to give Neil some credit for. I mean, at least he thought to use them in order to create the appearance of slightly higher production values. Anyway, Neil Breen likes to reuse shots, and so it's entirely possible to get bored while watching Double Down. The desert wandering scenes account for easily a third of the movie, and that's why I tell you there is a fan supercut of Double Down on YouTube that you can watch to get all the main scenes without having to spend 2 hours on it. I recommend looking that up and remembering who Neil Breen is. This guy may pop up in the news one day, and I don't mean for one of his movies. So, Double Down is the wild tale of a terrorist who we're supposed to regard as a hero. He hallucinates, he remembers his dead fiance, he assassinates a few people, he engages in a drug deal, and he comes to the brink of destroying a major city. Oh, and he also cures a child of cancer at one point. This film is the product of a feverish mind having the determination to complete a movie no matter how much he would embarrass himself. It's a gem of a curiosity. Please note that Breen has made several other films, but Double Down is the one that's the easiest to find. His other titles include Scream, I Am Here Now, Fateful Findings, Pass Through, and Twisted Pair, which he is currently showing in theaters that will let him. Acquaint yourself with Neil Breen. Remember him. This man is special. And Double Down is his legacy. I give Double Down a 5 out of 5 for this edition of Flick Pick.